Well, good morning and happy Monday. I'm Monica Wofford, and this is your Monday Moment. In fact, it's 10 tips to improve communication in the workplace that your high performers crave and your leadership brand demands. In recent Monday Moments with Monica, that would be me, we've looked at your leadership brand and why you need to identify top performers. In so many ways, this boils down to your communication of your message, what you want, what they need, and so on. Thus, in order to fire on all cylinders, improve communication in the workplace, and truly become that better leader, we have to address this communication thing. Here are 10 tips to improve communication in the workplace that your high performers crave and your leadership brand does demand. Now first, define out loud what higher performance looks like, sounds like, and feels like so they know your direction and can execute on what you envision. This alone, if you did just this one thing, will improve workplace communication on your team tenfold. Second, ask employees what their performance barriers are and for their suggestions on how to remove them or work around them so that all can increase their work performance. Third, request feedback from those who lead you on ways they'd like for you to improve employee performance. Side note here, yep, that means asking your boss for their input on something they may not have clearly defined for themselves yet. Fourth, correspond with colleagues outside of your industry to learn of their best practices for improving employee performance and identifying high performers. We are all blinded by our own professions and the way things normally get done in our own industry. Who's to say a process that works in a body shop couldn't be the next best, most innovative solution for a hospital? Although I just caught that. I meant automotive body shop, but that's kind of some fun irony. Body shop, hospital. All right, moving on. Number five, conduct regular gatherings of all your direct reports and seek to be the one who says the least in those meetings. Listen and learn. Number six, show respect and appreciation for the input of others. Now, of course, you do that already. But even if you think their idea is the dumbest thing you have ever heard, you can still respond with, wow, okay, now that's interesting. I've never thought of it from that perspective. And number seven, look for the traits toughest to teach when you examine employee performance. Were their results poor, but their intentions and drive spot on? Well, if so, communicate the value of their drive and intent and give them the resources to improve the results. Eight, ask your high performers what they love doing the most, other than accomplishing goals, of course, and then give them as much of that as you can in recognition or as motivation to achieve even more. And number nine, find reliable methods outside of the office that help you to reduce your stressful reactions in the office. I emphasize this because unless you want your personal leadership brand to be the one where people start playing flying monkey music from The Wizard of Oz when you're having a bad day, develop a brand that gets you known for being pretty even-keeled and one who takes care of yourself so that you can more effectively lead or take care of others. And finally, number 10, and my personal favorite, be true to you. Now this sounds trite and not really related to communication skills. However, the more authentic you are in how you lead, how you communicate, and how you do things, the less stress this creates from faking it all the time. Be yourself, and those who like that will follow. Those who don't will leave. neither of those are bad things. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great week, an even better Monday, and of course, stay contagious.